Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Pneumatic Heart. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this afternoon's episode is entitled Biblical Cardiology, and we are going to look at the Biblical Mind-Body Medicine and the importance of a gentle answer, or the power of a gentle answer. I'm going to be reading, to begin with, from the book of Proverbs, chapter 15. Verse 1 reads, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Verse 2, "The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly." Verse 3, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good." Verse 4, "The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit." And Proverbs 15:28 reads, "The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil." One of the things I repeatedly say on Pneumatic Cause is the great appreciation that I hold for Biblical Hebrew, and it's fantastic word pictures. They are very concise, and we get an insight, a deep and rich insight into the Hebrew mind. And so I want to go a little deeper into chapter 15, verse 1, and look at the verse carefully. A gentle answer. In Hebrew, the word there means tender, a tender answer. Turns away wrath, or in the Hebrew, the word is kimah. And it's a feminine noun that means burning anger or heat. It can even mean rage. And the word has, as part of its root, poison, or fever, or venom. And so here is a very graphic picture given to us. And so when we think carefully about those events in our lives that make us angry, or we think about someone who knows how to manipulate and push our buttons, and we say, "Oh, this person makes me angry," and the fact is that the actions, yes, you find disagreeable to you, but the source of the anger is within us. And so the Bible cautions us to be very careful about anger. Now, in the Old Testament, the anger is pictured as originating from the nose. And so to be short of nose means to be angry, which means to snort, or in heat, or rage. And so short of nose literally means to be angry. Whereas, as in the prophet Nahum, to be long of nose means to be patient toward someone or others, to be long of nose. And so for our edification, as it were. We are enjoined to cultivate this attitude with regard to situations that make us angry. We are enjoined to cultivate an attitude in which we respond biblically and we respond maturely. And when we are deliberately, when the others are trying to deliberately push our buttons in order to mad or angry, understand the situation, and we are enjoined to not to match energy with energy, but we are enjoined to give a gentle answer. And so we don't want to continue or be a part of the conflict. We don't want to contribute to the conflict or the disagreement. We want to be the source that extinguishes, or we want to be the source that does not contribute, but rather we want the anger of the angry episode to begin to dissipate. So we give a gentle answer. And we reap tremendous benefits for ourselves and for that individual who is angry, who may not at the time want to say to you or me, well, thank you for not matching energies with me. But just think of the tremendous spiritual capital that has now that we have gathered for ourselves. What a tremendous testimony. And in verse 28, we read, the heart of the righteous weighs its answers. And that is where we want to be. Because to contribute and to be a party to anger, and if we return like for like, or if you hurt me with words and I'm going to hurt you back, that anger can turn into tremendous hostility. And so if the individual is short of nose, and then I decide, or notice very carefully, then I decide to be short of nose, then we create an explosive situation. But if we are those who walk by the Spirit of God and by the power of the Spirit of God, there are certain characteristics of the Spirit that are evident in our eyes or in our lives, as it were. And notice, as we go on in verse 15, a gentle answer turns away wrath or tima, but a harsh word stirs up anger and estab. It literally means pain, and it also means a word pronounced with anger, a bitter, sharp word. Words are powerful. Words are very powerful. Words are filled with meaning. And take a word and we pack into that word our emotions and the nuances of our emotions. And we want to hurt someone. We can do so in a very powerful manner with words or a look or the turn of a shoulder or a glare of disdain or haughtiness or indifference, or we react to a person in such a way as to take away their personhood, their self-esteem. And you and I know that these are not the way God is with us. And so if we have spent time with God, then there is a different way. And that is the heart of the righteous. And now notice the way this word righteous is used in the Old Testament, the right ones. And righteousness in the Old Testament is very practical. It speaks character, not so much a theological definition, but it speaks character, what is evident in one's life. And so, but the heart of the righteous weighs its ounces. It is important to leave others with a sense of self-respect and dignity. It is also important that we can say, I may not agree with you on this point, and we need to leave it at that, because we don't want to in any way injure the relationship, and we must be careful that we do not allow the enemy to come in, because he can enter into our life or the life of another through anger. Paul makes this very clear in his letter to the Ephesians, in which he enjoins believers to be very careful about anger. In Ephesians 4:26, Paul writes, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." And this type of the anger that Paul is talking about here means to be beside oneself in rage, to be beside oneself in rage. And Paul says this should not be, this type of anger should not be in the life of an individual who names the name of Christ. And so in Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul writes, "But now you also put off these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth." And here in the Greek, anger, the first word that Paul uses in verse 8 in the Greek is the word orge. And orge means anger as a state of mind, anger as a state of mind. Next to orge, he uses the word wrath or thumon in the Greek, or thumos, which means the outburst of anger for the purpose of revenge. Next, there is malice, which means evil habit of mind, an evil habit of mind. Then blasphemy. And this word means verbal abuse against someone. And so the Bible warns us as believing ones about our attitude. And Paul makes it very clear that there's of anger that we can allow in our lives. In his letter to the Ephesians, there's a certain type of anger that we can allow that will give the enemy a base of operation. In Ephesians 4:27, Paul writes, verse 26, he states again, "Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." The word place in Greek is topos, and it means a place to create a base of operation in which to learn, in which to launch military assaults against the life of an individual. I want to thank you for listening to Pneumatocross. Again, my name is Dr. Byrd. Have a wonderful day.